Governor Rick Snyder visited a Flint home Monday, and he drank filtered water from the family's tap, and then announced he'll be drinking filtered tap water from Flint for the next 30 days to prove to the public it's safe. With us now is Cheryl Canty, the Flint resident who opened up her home to Governor Snyder yesterday. Cheryl, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thank you.
Now, when did you know, Cheryl, that it would actually be the governor calling on you?
I didn't know till about a half hour before he arrived.
What did you think?
Well, I kind of got a little hesitant when I saw a man walk up in a suit and an earpiece, like Secret Service. And I was like, why is someone like that here? And then, because some other people were coming up to my door, and the news van started rolling up, and I'm like, what's going on? And they came in and asked permission if he could come in.
Boy, oh boy. So he did. And we know that your house has lead and copper service lines, if I'm not mistaken. And for a while, you were using water filters, you were drinking from the tap, and then your lead and copper levels spiked back in March. When did officials advise, what did they advise you to do when those levels spiked?
When the levels spiked about a month ago, they advised us to stop drinking the water, to not consume it in any way because the levels were at toxic levels. So we stopped drinking it, went straight to bottled water for everything.
So what was your understanding about whether water filters were working? Because up until yesterday, as you say, you were using bottled water.
Well, I actually was, as much research as I do, I was not aware that the scientists had recently been working with the filters and recently had a get-together with the governor, including Mark Edwards and the MDEQ and some other groups, and they brought all their data together. This is what the governor told me yesterday, and they realized that these filters, even though they're set at 150 lead, they will take out everything much higher than that. So he said that even if it spikes, it will cover it. He said what it's doing is it will clog faster. It will have to replace the filter more often than normal. But it is appearing to catch the lead.
Well, take us, Cheryl, to your conversation with Governor Snyder. What was that like, and what concerns did you share with him?
Oh, I've had a lot of concerns, actually. I was trying to figure out a way to contact him to where he could actually see a letter I wrote to him, because I have several concerns, especially about my spike, because we don't know where these things are going on, where they're replacing the lead lines. And when they replaced them two blocks up the street from me, I spiked. And that's the one time when we went into toxic levels, and that I am aware of because we were in the Sentinel program, so we had constant monitoring going on. Within a few days of them replacing those lead lines is when my spike happened because I happened to turn in a water sample at that point with the Sentinel program. You know, it just one of the problem by problems is we need to know where they're replacing the lines and when they're replacing the line, because then we can be more aware that we could have spikes going through our lines. And so it's something that I brought up to him yesterday because I'm concerned for the residents in any of the areas where these lines are going. I'm concerned for myself and my family when it does it. The reassurance yesterday that the filters are working at high levels helps, but I still, you know, have to wonder if I wouldn't go to bottled water for a week if they were replacing a lead line up the street from me again.
Well, here you had this rare chance. There's not many people in Flint that have had a chance to sit across the table from Governor Rick Snyder and share what's on their mind. So what kind of feeling did you get? Did you feel as though he listened and really heard you?
I do. I'm so grateful for that opportunity yesterday. It eased my mind on a lot of things. I was able to talk to him about so many things. He asked me a lot of questions regarding my fears, my concerns, things like that, and he intently listened, and he answered all my questions that I had. If he didn't necessarily know the answer, which actually I don't think ever happened during that, he knew the answer to everything that I said. So he's obviously well-informed at this point. He had staff here and everybody else and a scientist, you know, for the water, and they could have jumped in and answered my questions, but they didn't need to. He actually knew the answers. I was really grateful for that.
Did this change your view of Governor Snyder?
I didn't really have a bad view to begin with of Governor Snyder. I really believe that the whole crisis goes back to the MDEQ worker who told our city workers that they didn't need corrosion control. And I told the governor yesterday, I said, if that one line, that one sentence spoken was altered, we would never have had this problem. That's what it comes down to. I'm not a person that's going after everybody. I just want it fixed.
Cheryl Canty is the Flint resident who opened up her home to Governor Snyder yesterday. Cheryl, thanks so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.